This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
I'm pleased to welcome to the show Fiona Taylor from Nuffield Health Woking Hospital. Hello there, Fiona, and thanks for joining us.
Hello, Jackie. Thank you.
And welcome to the Just Women show. So before we find out all about the Nuffield Health Woking Hospital, it'll be really interesting to find out a bit about your background. Have you always worked in marketing?
I have, actually, yes. My career goes back many, many years, actually, but I started out working for a large FMCG company based over in Weybridge, and I started out doing their marketing management trainee programme, where, if you like, I learned sort of the core marketing principles. And as it was a global marketing company, it managed to take advantage of the many opportunities there were. So I got to travel, experience international marketing, etc. And it was a great place with great experiences. So absolutely loved it there. The reason why I sort of took a break from there was I went on to a career break, had my second son, and decided to take a little bit of time out and raise my young family. And then obviously started to get itchy feet again about going back into the workplace. And I joined a small local event management company, which was something that I've always been interested in, event management, organising. I think my husband would say that I'm very good at organising people. So I thought I'd put this to the test and moved into working for, as I said, this company. And we organised international management conferences for a large pharmaceutical company, actually. And that involved, again, lots of travel, but organising. And then when we weren't doing those conferences, I was involved with doing some business development for the business. So used my marketing background there to complement and support the growth of the business. Had a lovely time there, but it was a small company, and I felt that I'd gone from a very large company to a very small company, and I was looking for something in between where I'd have a little bit more interaction with some work colleagues and be part of a different kind of business. So I moved to a very fast growing leisure business, actually. It was a very small company when I started, and it grew massively over the 6 years that I was there. And it was fortunate, the role that I had, it was called a corporate event management role. So I took my knowledge from my large corporate business and the event management business knowledge that I'd learned in the previous company and kind of merged them together, which was a perfect marriage of my experience. Lovely company, had a great time working there. And as I said, because it was growing so quickly, my role also expanded. So I took on PR, sponsorship, and the lead on some key marketing projects. So I've kind of always been in marketing, and my next role, I wanted to stay within marketing, but I wanted to look for a new industry. And obviously healthcare has been very topical over the last couple of years. And very intrigued to see how healthcare works, and interested in the whole sort of looking after patients and understanding how we as an industry can obviously influence and help patients. So the opportunity came along here at Nuffield Health Woking about 18 months ago, and I've been here sort of in the role of marketing and doing referrer engagement since then.
So what do you mean by referrer engagement?
So that's basically looking to people that might be referring patients to us. So some GPs, physio, opticians, etc., and working with them to provide them with the knowledge about the facilities that we provide here at the hospital. So should they have a suitable patient that is looking for a particular treatment, they can potentially refer them here at the hospital. And we also do educational events for those referrers as well. So that's where our consultants will bring together. And obviously, because of the nature of the world that we've been living in for the last couple of years, it's all been virtual. We've been doing virtual events rather than previously the face-to-face ones. And it's where the consultants come literally sort of take them through specific areas of their health speciality. So if it was an orthopedic surgeon, for instance, they may be looking at when to refer a patient with hip pain, etc. Or we work with physios, and the orthopedics will do events with the physios to help them understand at what point they should potentially refer a patient across to a consultant if they've got a patient that's having ongoing treatment for physio and it's not proving to be helpful. So it's looking at supporting all types of people across the industry.
Right. And also, I believe you do a series of patient events, don't you, where the general public can have a one-to-one appointment with the consultant. I believe you're going to start those again in September.
We do indeed. And again, those have been running virtually, although I would say sort of generally face-to-face events tend to work better for patients. It gives patients the opportunity to firstly meet the consultant and see whether that's, you know, if that's somebody that they might like to be under the care of, because quite often it's always about, you know, the mix of and the fit of the patient with the consultant. The patient needs to be extremely comfortable under the care of the consultant. And sometimes if patients are coming along to meet a consultant who they've never heard of or haven't got any previous knowledge from friends or family, etc., it can be quite daunting to feel that you're, you know, entrusting this person who you've never met before with a, you know, an operation to be performed on you. So it's quite nice. It provides that opportunity. And also for patients to have the sort of the intro into what might happen in terms of any type of procedure. So we do lots of different events, and they cover all of the spectrums of the health specialities that we cover here. So men's health, orthopaedic, women's health. We do some cosmetic surgery as well. So patients get an opportunity to come and sort of, if you like, just take the first step in understanding a little bit more about potential treatment they might be considering.
That sounds really interesting. Oh, well, we'll look forward to seeing the calendar of events in September. So Great. It's very exciting this month, isn't it? Because the hospital is celebrating its 60th anniversary. So how have you been celebrating?
Oh, it's been fabulous, actually, to think that the hospital has been here for 60 years. Obviously, not all of the hospital, but the main part of the Ruthven House, which is the oldest part of the building, was converted into a nursing home back in 1962. So that's when it all started here. And we celebrated last weekend with a garden party in the gardens of the hospital, which was attended by staff members, their families, consultants, and actually some neighbours as well, because a lot of our neighbours have been here living close by for many, many years, so they'll be familiar with the hospital. We also had some special guests attend: the High Sheriff of Surrey, the Mayor of Woking, and the leader of Woking Borough Council, Councillor Anne-Marie Barker, came along as well. So we had over 120 people attend. Delighted to see a great turnout, obviously, despite the very hot weather that we experienced, but it was a fabulous day.
Great. How fantastic. And was special, anything special happened during the day?
Well, absolutely. We had the speeches held by the dignitaries, and also we've put in place a birdhouse into the garden. So we have a number of benches that have been over the years sited within the gardens to commemorate certain people that were involved with the hospital, and we felt that a bird table would be something that would be an addition to the outside area. And indeed, already the wildlife is starting to become very intrigued with it, which is lovely to see. And of course, it provides a nice focal point for patients and staff who take their lunch outside in the gardens to come in and have a look and go back to nature.
Oh, it sounds absolutely lovely. And so what else has been happening to mark this milestone?
We've also done a staff raffle in the month of July, and where we've been raising money for a small local charity called Your Sanctuary. And this particular charity supports survivors of domestic abuse. And as with many charities, they've all been suffering over the last couple of years. So we felt we wanted to raise money for something, for one of the charities rather, that is a little bit small and perhaps goes a little bit unnoticed. And in fact, they were absolutely delighted when we told them that we were raising money for them, and we hope to raise over £300. So people's generosity has been absolutely amazing, not only from the buyers who've obviously bought the tickets, but to the companies that have very generously donated the prizes that the staff have been winning.
Well, that sounds absolutely wonderful. Fantastic. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So looking on your website, I was very interested to see it, that the hospital is the first purpose-built nursing home under the Nuffield name.
It is indeed, yes. And as we obviously mentioned earlier, 60 years we've been here. So It started out as being a nursing home, and then it was later on when the hospital decided to sort of change its name to more of General Nuffield Health rather than Nuffield Nursing Home, as the sort of advances in healthcare moved on, and it was thought that the nursing home name didn't necessarily fit quite well with the hospital, so hence changing it to Nuffield Hospitals. But it's part of obviously the Nuffield is a charity, so we do obviously put all the surplus profits back into reinvesting into the facilities and the services here for patients.
Yes, I think that's something a lot of people don't realise, that it is a charity.
No, they don't at all. So they're quite intrigued to find out that that we are. I think a lot of people can name many charities, but I don't think Nuffield would probably be one of them.
Yes, and of course it's part of the Nuffield Health gym chain as well, isn't it?
It is, yes. We've got 114 health and fitness centres across the UK and 37 hospitals currently. Our latest one, St Bart's, was opened just recently, actually, a couple of months ago in London. And that's actually doing amazingly well. So it's good to see that people are still obviously requiring the healthcare within London.
Absolutely, yes. And of course, the hospital is well known in the local Woking community, isn't it?
It is obviously being here for 60 years, we've had quite a long-standing presence within the community, and it's been great because we've been obviously able to treat many local residents over the years, and of course some of them have returned several times. And we had at one point, sadly we don't anymore, but we had the Victoria Wing, which was a large fertility centre that was here for many, many years. And so for many people, the Nuffield was always associated with that. So we're very proud to have been able to provide that service. Sadly, that's moved out now and it's actually been taken over by Care Fertility. There still actually is a facility in Woking, but it's more of a purpose-built facility and resource for patients looking for that service.
Right. And what would you say are the areas of speciality at Nuffield Health Woking Hospital?
Here at Woking, yeah, orthopaedic surgery, ophthalmology. So that's obviously eye care, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. So we do cover an awful lot of the healthcare specialities. So and if anybody's got any queries at all, they're more than welcome to give our inquiries team a call. And if we're not able to provide that a service or a consultant here, then obviously we've got our very close hospital in Guildford that would obviously be able to help.
Oh, that's very interesting. And so, can you tell us a bit about the plans for the future? I mean, what do the next 60 years bring, do you think?
Well, of course, we're delighted to have been here for 60, and we're hoping that we'll be here for another 60 and beyond, which is great. But of course, yes, I mean, as people know, healthcare does adapt and develop over the years, and it's important that we're obviously up to date and keeping things relevant. So we are going to be having some investment within the hospital, where we'll have some new techniques, procedures, some patient services. So there's some exciting times lying ahead for the hospital, and as the plan unfold over the coming months, we'll obviously be sharing them with the local community and on our website as well.
Well, that sounds very, very exciting, Fiona. Yes, we'll certainly keep an eye out for that. And
Thank you.
before we go, is there anything else you'd like to add about Nuffield Health Woking Hospital?
I think one of the important things that we feel here is that we have, and the feedback that we get from patients is that, it's the when they come in, it's the warm welcome and the staff who make the experience here, because it can be daunting coming into a hospital for a procedure, and we obviously recognise that. And our staff here are, very, very lovely, and I'm not just saying that because they're our staff, but we genuinely do care and want to have great outcomes for all the patients that attend here. So I'd say to anybody who's potentially considering going along for a private consultation with regards to a healthcare issue, to perhaps give us a call and see if we can help. If we can't, as I sent you here, then I'm sure our Guildford Hospital would be able to.
Okay, then. Well, thank you very much, Fiona, for coming and talking to us. Would you like to give us your website details, please, so that people can get more information?
Absolutely, thank you. Yes, so it's www.nuffieldhealth.com and then you go /hospitals /Woking.
Thank you very much, Fiona.
You're very welcome, Jackie. Thank you. Take care.
That was Fiona Taylor from Nuffield Health Woking Hospital.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio.